This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Dallas Boat Show. The Dallas Winter Boat Show, that is. And we'd love to have you swing on by and say hi. Got another hour, but this boat show is going to be going on all weekend long, and they have some of the top brands. We're just inside the west entrance, some increasing deals and factory rebates available for you if it's time to get a new boat, you know, heading into the spring. Friday News Dump's coming up at 6:20. I want to talk about what Chandler Parsons has to say about playing with Luka Doncic. That's coming up at 6:20, but right now it's time to get excited about your Texas Rangers, who are now just 20 days away from the opening of the 2024 season as defending champs. It's almost too good to be true. Right now, our baseball expert and insider, Zach Wolchuk, set to deliver a whole segment of baseball gold. Proper round tripper. Here's the bully.
Let's do it. Rangers were taking on the Royals today in surprise, 4-2. Royals got the win over your Rangers, but it was three innings from Jack Leiter today. And Jack looked pretty good for the most part. 1-2-3 first inning, did give up a homer there in the second, and then came out of the third, working himself out of a little bit of a jam there. So all in all, a solid three innings of work there for Jack Leiter. Two runs on two hits with a K. The walks, though, that's the one thing he's got to get figured out. But when you listen to Jared Sandler talk earlier today on the KMC Masterpiece, he was asking Bruce Bochy about Leiter being part of the opening day roster, and Boch definitely was not against the idea. I think it's very, you know, they want to keep an eye on Jack Leiter. If he continues to, the velocity's good, the ball placement's good, the control. There's a potential that Jack Leiter, the number two overall pick, could maybe end up getting the fifth spot in your rotation. Cody Bradford could then end up being a long man in the bullpen, which is a role that he did really well at a year ago. So keep an eye on Jack Leiter here moving forward. Also got some dong balls from Bam Bam. Wyatt Langford.
It's bang bang.
Another one. Bang bang. 22. Yep. He's 304, 414, 826, four walks, nine Ks, and nine Cactus League games. He's tied for the Cactus League lead right now in home runs. He's been freaking amazing. And he hit a home run over former Ranger closer Will Smith today. So,
hey, wow.
We love you, Will.
That's not a surprise. Yeah. Man, Will, that was such a wonderful April and May last year.
It
Thank
was.
You so
yeah.
much for helping
Thank
us
you,
out.
Will. Thank you for April and May. And enjoy your time in Kansas City and your World Series champion. You always will be. But Wyatt Langford getting
like
the best
of him. Like a three-time champion, isn't he?
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
So maybe the Royals, who knows? Maybe they got a match.
Is it too late to get a bet on the Royals?
It's probably not too late. You probably could have wager on the Royals.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about putting Leiter on the opening day roster, it's a lock for Langford.
Yeah, okay, so that's interesting you say that, because Wyatt Langford's been hitting really well. So John Morosi was on foul territory today.
John Morosi.
And John's good. You know, Morosi we trust.
And he's a Rangers insider. He has a line into this organization.
He is.
I think he knows John Blake or something.
So here's Morosi.
I know John Blake.
Talking about Wyatt Langford and the possibility of him making that 40-man opening day roster.
Wyatt Langford has had an unbelievable spring so far. Good enough for him to break camp with the big league team?
Matt, I believe the answer there is yes. He has gone out and, in my view, won a job. Look at the quality of his at-bats, the numbers that he's put up. At the start of spring training, the conversation from the Rangers front office was that the path for him to win a job was there, and how advanced of a player he has been since his college days. Well, the numbers suggest he can do it, and the at-bat quality, the numbers he's put up, to me, affirm that he belongs on their opening day roster. So I'll say this. At this moment here, it's still the 8th of March, but I would be surprised. I would be surprised if Wyatt Langford is not on the opening day roster for the Texas Rangers. Here is how this ball club could look. Of course, we know Seager coming back off of injury as well. Look how deep this team could be. And it just shows, and Harold, we talk about this a lot with the draft, with these advanced hitters. I would put Dylan Cruz with Washington in the same conversation. It used to be that teams wanted to wait a year or two before they promoted you to the show. But now with all the high-level baseball these guys play, Harold, there is no sense waiting. When they show that they're ready, put them up in the major leagues. And I believe that's precisely what the Rangers are going to do with Wyatt Langford.
Let's go.
That's exciting.
Like that report.
It is. It got me fired up when I heard that this morning as well. I was like, okay. Let's not waste any time here. And look, they've kept the door open for that, and I think that it was opened a little bit more today because you had the unfortunate news of the injury to Nathaniel Lowe. So Nathaniel Lowe has a right oblique strain. He's probably going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, which means he's not, in my opinion, he's not going to be ready for opening day. Now, this is a bummer because Lowe hasn't been hurt at all during his big league career. So for him, this is new. He was really bummed. Now, you could have an opportunity here where Jared Walsh could be this year's Travis Jankowski. Jared Walsh hit another home run today. He seems like he's got his swing back. He was an all-star a couple of years ago. I think Tim Hyers is doing an excellent job working with him. He's definitely an option to fill in at first base if Lowe's not ready on opening day. You could also play Wyatt Langford there.
At first, if you wanted to.
Yes, you could. Justin Foss, you could be an option. Of course, Ezekiel Duran could be an option. Again, Duran, maybe you want him to be your DH. If that's the case, you could have Wyatt Langford DH, and Duran can play first base. So, you know, that ends up opening a spot potentially for Langford if you were juggling with do we want to put him down, do we want to put him up, and Jared Walsh as well. This could open the door for him to possibly make the big league team. So it's definitely a bummer for Nathaniel Lowe, but the Rangers have an abundance of in-house candidates to fill that role until he's healthy and ready to come back.
Do they have a real first base prospect, like that's tall and...
Blaine Trimm.
Yeah.
Blaine Trimm would be that guy. But I don't... And Trimm's... You look, that dude's a good hitter. But and then Sam Huff is also an option who's done a little bit of first base work as well, kind of like Mitch Garver used to do, platooning at catcher and first base. But Blaine Trimm could be an internal option as well if they wanted to rock with that. David Robertson had his Cactus League debut, a very strong 1-2-3 inning, needed just 10 pitches to retire Nate Eaton on a ground
out. He's got it on easy mode here.
He does.
I mean, this
He's
guy
cruising, man.
Is amazing. If we would have had him last year, maybe I would have believed a little bit more. I'm just
a
so happy about too. What he's doing. I do wonder about Langford, man, in these next couple of weeks. The first 2 weeks was great, but our opinions could be totally different in 5 days, as the Mavericks have just taught us.
Yeah, no, they could be. And that's why I think John Morosi made sure to specify, like, it's March 8th, right? So a lot can happen. Same thing with Jack Leiter. Like, right now they're hopeful Leiter could be a rotation guy. That can change in a week
like
or
fifth
two.
Starter or long reliever?
Fifth starter.
Fifth starter, like, yeah.
I think Bradford would go the long reliever role. Leiter then would take the starter role. So maybe it would be even those things where, like, that's your piggyback tandem. Yeah. Leiter ends up being your starter. Maybe he goes 3 to 5 innings, and then Bradford comes in and then fills the rest until you get to your eighth, ninth.
It kind of sounds to me like maybe Leiter has confidence issues, and they're trying to give him some confidence. But a good spring training like this would fill up your confidence bag as well. So I think if he keeps going well for the next 2 weeks, you got to try it.
You have to.
Yeah. You
absolutely do. And then the other news when it comes to the Rangers injury updates, Corey Seager said he took ground balls yesterday and played catch. Still hasn't swung, but he's making progress. And then Josh Jung said that he had an MRI today on his left calf. Hopefully that one came back good. If it did, he's been able to he can return to running. So he's been doing all other activities. He's just not running on that calf. But that's great news, great progress there for Josh Jung as well.
Made quick work of that.
No doubt.
Three-weeker.
So, hey, Jungle Cat, how about this? Joey Votto, former MVP, he's been openly pleading apparently for weeks to try and get back. He retired, longtime Cincinnati Red, 40 years old. He's back now in the bigs. The Toronto Blue Jays agreed to a minor league deal with Joey Votto. It's a non-roster invite. but he's got an opportunity now to prolong his career. I can't believe it. I really thought that he was retired. He was good.
He was always a Red. Why?
He was. It's weird, man.
It is weird. Yeah.
But some guys just can't stay away from the game, and that's him. He can't stay away. He's still got that itch. He wants to play.
He's a funny guy.
He tried to go when he knew it was time, but he couldn't say no again.
It's pulling him back in.
You know, and now it gets to end ugly for him.
So it's going to.
Best of luck to Joey.
I think you're right. I don't think that's going to end well for Joey Votto at all.
I mean, it already was ugly the last 2 years. Now it's going to get real ugly.
It wasn't good. We got the MLB The Show ratings out for our Texas Rangers, some of our good ones. Corey Seager, 98 overall. That's up from an 85 last year.
Best player in baseball for my money.
Damn right. Almost a 99. Adolis Garcia is a 93 overall. He was an 85 last year.
Like it.
I think it was Rangers media put out, you know, they were asking these guys about their MLB The Show. Adolis Garcia said he needs a 99. He wants a 99.
Of course he did.
His arm accuracy in the game is a perfect 99. His power versus right-handed pitchers is an 87, and against lefties, he's an 83. But come on, let's get him up there.
He'll gun you.
And then Jacob DeGrom was a 99 on the game last year. He's a 92 overall on the game this year. Makes sense, but
Dawson could care less about that one.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of get it. I mean, he's not contributing right now, so we don't really need to bring him up. But those are your highest-rated Rangers on MLB The Show.
What a horrible idea, CY. What the hell were you thinking?
What
seriously?
The hell? What's going on?
He's the man. He is the man. It just proves nobody's perfect. We all have our weaknesses.
Nobody's perfect.
You know,
DeGrom could just come back.
Hopefully he does. Hopefully he comes back from this Tommy John.
You were telling me, did he have the double surgery?
Double hybrid. Yeah.
Okay, you're telling me there's like a 1%
failure. Yes.
Yeah, that maybe so. Maybe we found
something. Come back and win another damn Cy Young.
Maybe we found something.
What Meister was saying is that like guys are starting to throw so hard now that they need the double surgery now for the modern pitcher, especially if you're a high velocity dude. So they're not only fixing the UCLA. Or the UCL like they used to, but they're anchoring it to the bone with a mesh. Mm. DeGrom was fired up when Meister explained it to him last summer what he was going to do, and now I think there's a pretty dang good chance that least we can rule out another Tommy John.
Mm. That's what we need to hope for.
Yeah.
The M's got a little bit better. They've added ex-Astros bullpen member Ryan Stanek. Although the Rangers really just bleeped.
They hit him a lot. I remember every time Stanek went in, he got lit.
It was like game over. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe there's a little bit of opening here in game 6 and 7 for you, Houston. Mm. Ryan Stanek goes in, Adolis Garcia, dong ball, bye-bye.
Big can of gas with him.
But he overall, outside of playing against the Rangers, he was pretty damn good last year. But now he's going to be a member of the Seattle Mariners. Hopefully the Rangers can continue success against him when they play the M's this time around. And then MLB is, you know, still looking at expansion. There's a list of 8 different cities. Tell me which one of these you think would be the best for expansion. You got Montreal. Go back to Canada.
We.
Charlotte. San Antonio.
That is baseball country.
Want a third team in Texas? Portland. I think Portland would be good for a Major League Baseball team?
Yeah. Be all right.
And home it?
Yeah.
Sacramento. Of course, Vegas is already getting the A's.
Yeah, I don't know about Sacramento. I was there the other day.
Nashville, and I do like Nashville.
Nashville's a good city.
I think
Nashville's
the one out of this.
Let's go. There we go.
And then Salt Lake City, Utah.
Pretty backdrop.
That'd be a pretty good option as well.
Yeah. Lucius, you think Salt Lake City? You think they could home a baseball team? I know you love it.
Well, I know as a player you might be upset. And then when you get out there to the nightlife of Salt Lake, you're like, you know, it's not that bad.
You and Zero, man. You guys love your Salt Lake City, Utah. But I need to go out there and check it out. I need to experience it for myself. But I think Nashville out of this list.
Nashville's got
would get my vote for possible
The
expansion.
Sounders have been there forever, right? Aren't they called the Sounders?
Yeah, the Nashville Sounders.
Smokies, Sounders.
Yeah, it is. It's the Sounders.
Sounders, okay.
I saw MLB Network had one player on each team they cannot afford to lose. They'd be lost without said player. Who on the Rangers do you think that they'd be absolutely lost without him?
Jacob DeGrom. No, not Jacob DeGrom.
That's clearly not true. You're thinking Nathan Eovaldi.
Nathan Eovaldi, yeah.
And Nathan Eovaldi's my answer as well. Because the way this rotation is looking right now, like I think it's okay. I think you can get by with this because the offense is going to be so good. But if you lost Nathan Eovaldi, I am then starting to panic a little bit, specifically because you have not brought back Jordan Montgomery. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's bumped up here. Who's your number one starter? Does it then become John Gray? You know, it makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I would be nervous about that as well. You know, it is an interesting question. I think baseball is kind of set up in a way where no one player is that important, but the collection of them compared to the competition is huge. I don't know. I'm having a hard time not saying Corey Seager, even though he was out for a big spell of last year, and they still managed to stay in playoff position and ultimately win the World Series. But, I mean, that guy is just so clutch. I'd say maybe in the regular season it's a pitcher, but in the postseason, like his exploits throughout his career with the Rangers and before, I just think he's got that.
I agree with you for the postseason. Yeah, absolutely. They're not winning a World Series without Corey Seager. So in the he raises the confidence in his level of play, and everybody else on that lineup, I think, feeds off of that. But they actually go with Marcus Semien. They say Corey Seager, better overall player. Evan Carter has the juice right now, and the rotation is packed with potential future Hall of Famers whenever they arrive. But Semien is the guy the Rangers can always count on, a guy who plays every game effectively every night. He led the AL on hits and runs last year. No matter what's going on with the rest of the club, Simeon's always there helping this team win. Tough to argue that because we haven't really seen life without Marcus Semien.
I love the guy. I think he's an awesome asset to have, but last year – I would have seriously thought about benching him during the playoff run.
The playoffs, you know, he got figured out.
I can't think of that guy as the most irreplaceable. Sometimes he goes on runs for 2 months where Janka would be a better option at the top of the lineup, Wolchuk. And when that Marcus Semien is appearing, it's not I can replace that. Yeah. At least for 2 months a year, I know I would rather replace it. And the only reason they leave him in there is because they know they need him long term. But I think you got to be more reliable, and Simeon's too streaky to match that as much as I think he's a total badass.
There's Around the Bases.
Thank you, sir. Zach Wolchuk, former Rangers pre- and post-game show host. They'll probably get him back in the saddle at least a couple, two times this year. He's a hell of a baseball asset for us here in the GBAC Nation on your home of the Rangers. We try to get him at least one segment per day to do Around the Bases. But with baseball season heating up, you bet your butt we're going to have a ton more. Okay, when we come back, it's time for a Friday news dump. Have you seen what Chandler Parsons said about playing with Luka? That's next right here. The GBAC Nation live from Dallas Market Hall at the Dallas Boat Show, just inside the west entrance, and we're back with you in the Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. This segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333 or jump online to truckwreck.com if you are hurt in an accident and it is not your fault. Every Friday at this time for a couple of months now, we've been doing a Friday news dump, and I know the chief is not here, the typical host of this, but I think between the three of us, we can get this thing covered. What do you say, boys?
I think we can handle this. I think we can give it a try. Yeah, we can give Friday news dump another try. Now, we do have Francis Ngannou is in the ring right now.
Dang. Is this in Europe or something?
With Anthony Joshua. I think it's in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Which would make sense. Yeah. Based on, you know, some of the crowd that we're looking at here. We have the usual Saudi attire.
Yes,
cool. That seems to be in the crowd here. So Anthony Joshua's in there. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait for this whole fight to end up happening. Now, I did see, before we get to Chandler Parsons today, there is going to be a new device that is collecting data on playing surfaces that could lead to consistency around the National Football League. So George Kittle was asked about this. He said, if you're not going to mandate grass, then why aren't all turf fields the exact same turf so guys can get used to playing on the same turf everywhere?
I like it.
Hey, that makes sense.
That's fair.
Yeah. So they say every field has a different turf. So it's just like you're playing on a different surface. NBA guys don't play on a different wood. Hockey guys don't play on a different ice all the time. So I just wish we played on a surface that was similar week in and week out.
Dwight Howard does, by the way, but back to you, Wolchek.
Fair enough. Uh-huh. Enter the Beast. During the 2023 season, the NFL and the NFLPA launched a pilot program involving a mobile machine that traveled to multiple stadiums to test various surfaces under a range of conditions, the first such testing that has ever been done. MetLife in New Jersey, Ford Field in Detroit, Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, and AT&T in Dallas had a mobile unit housed at their facility to test this. They went ahead and found out and got some information. And now I think that this is something that they're going to try and do and accommodate across all of the National Football League. We've heard of several other fields now that are getting resurfaced. But I love this idea. I think this makes a ton of sense. If it's too costly to go ahead and go with the natural grass, fine. But we can go ahead and make sure that everybody has the same playing turf.
Yeah, maybe it's not doable if you're in one of these parts of the country where grass doesn't naturally grow well. You know, we were told that you just couldn't do it at the Globe. Got to go artificial. Sorry, grass doesn't grow here. And that's fine. I think that's a great point. I don't know if it would help the injuries, but I think it's worth a shot.
The same turf sounds like a good idea until you look at what teams play outdoors. And now you're dealing with weather conditions. You're dealing with wet. You're dealing with heat. You're dealing with cold.
The heat on that fake stuff is horrible. It gets 125.
But that's what I'm saying. That you know, turf ages.
Outside of MetLife, all the stadiums they did this with are the indoors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It makes sense if they're all indoor. But what about Seattle outdoor turf? You know, there's some places. I'm trying to think of the other.
Cincinnati.
Buffalo. Yeah, see, extreme cold.
I think Tennessee went to a turf.
Yeah, extreme cold, extreme heat. Turf is going to wear different. I wonder, you know, if you say, hey, we're going to have all the same turf, but is it? It's like in
different
auto racing,
humidity,
like tires.
Yeah,
like tires wear different for different cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so are you really getting the same turf because of the outdoor atmospheric conditions?
Yeah, a lot of things to look at there.
Yeah, that would be my worry.
And would they put turf on the fields that already have grass? Would we go that far?
No, just leave the grass down.
You can stay with natural grass or go to a standard turf.
Yeah, I feel like it should be either or. We did have it.
Well, I mean, the players are ticked at this point. So I think if you could do what they want, at least, you know, you could give them that peace of mind. As long as it's not a huge financial cost, and I don't think it is. To put down a turf field, it's $2 or $5 million.
My gosh,
tiny.
There's a way to figure this out.
How many billions of dollars is the NFL worth?
Right.
Come on. I mean, you cannot figure out a better playing surface for your players?
It's unbelievable.
Probably $300 billion
is
what the going
rate
for the NFL would be.
That's what I'm saying. How is it too expensive?
I don't know.
And I get it. The Cowboys host college games. The Cowboys will bring in special turf for college games. Zach and I walked across it the night that
they're pulling.
They got a Texas A&M Arkansas game.
They're doing it for the World Cup. They're going to put grass in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done it for other international soccer games. They can do it. They just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then there is who is the best free agent signing of every single team. I saw this come out, and I think that it's pretty much a no-brainer on who was the best free agent signing in the history of the Dallas Cowboys.
Leroy Glover.
Leroy Glover was a great one. Don't get me wrong.
No, that was mine. That's why I said it.
Yo, prime time.
It's prime time. It's Deion Sanders. Deion, 95-99. They lose to the 49ers. We know the story. And then he comes over, gets a legendary 7-year and $35 million contract. Cowboys win the Deion sweepstakes. He ends up being the Cowboys' best free agent signing of all time. But Leroy Glover was a good one.
Thank you. Very good. Appreciate that.
Free agent signing of all time.
You'll be pleased to know that the Green Bay Packers was also Reggie White.
Yes.
Nice job, Ryan.
Cheddar biscuits.
Brought him over.
And then number two happened to be Charles Woodson.
Oh, it's number two, Charles Woodson.
Another guy that you fought for with the Cowboys.
I lost my job over that one, boys.
Yes, you did. Charles Woodson also was listed at number seven.
You fought the good fight.
On the top 10 best free agent signings of all time. Yeah, the top 10.
Who?
Top 10 best free agent signings of all time. Curtis Martin to the Jets was 10.
Okay.
Chris Carter with the Vikings. John Riggins with the Washington Redskins at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Woodson was 7 with the Packers. Deion to the Niners at 6. Brady to the Bucks. Kurt Warner to the Rams. Drew Brees to the Saints. Peyton Manning to the Broncos. And then Reggie White was number 1.
There you go.
Deion to the Niners should be 6, and then 5, Deion to the Cowboys.
Deion to the Cowboys. Yeah. Back-to-back years, he could have done that.
I think so.
Hey, news dump. Can I throw something in there on the news dump?
Dump it away.
That's what it's here for.
I love a good dump.
Tomorrow night's daylight savings time. Tomorrow night, make sure you get your clocks going forward an hour so you don't mess things up for your soccer games on Sunday.
Just what I needed.
Yep. So tomorrow night, daylight savings time.
I don't think I have to worry about those.
Daylight savings time.
Keep an
idea. I appreciate the heads up. I'll be trying to catch up on sleep one way or another. Does that make it lighter earlier? Is that what we're going to do? No, we're going to make it
lighter longer.
Lighter longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember we walk outside when they do the baseball and it's like, oh, it's like, you know.
It's still daytime.
Daytime.
You still have like two more. Probably stay until like 8:30, 9 o'clock sometimes. Yeah,
something like that.
It's crazy.
Then it'll be 113 degrees.
Yeah.
Let me jump in with here as a former Mavs forward Chandler Parsons throwing shade at Luka Doncic for his play style is the headline here in the Smokin' Cuban. He had another good game last night as the Mavs beat the Heat. And, he recently was coming off a stretch. He's still going with five straight games of 30-point triple-doubles, four in a row with 35 or more. Just crazy. Well, Chandler Parsons, in the midst of a historic run by Luka Doncic, decided it was a good time to hate. And he was doing a little show on X or something like that.
He's full of haterade.
I think Luka is an unbelievable talent. He's literally a guard version of Nikola Jokic, where he can do anything. But as a teammate, it's a little exhausting watching the same bleep over and over again. Yeah, I'd say that's the big difference between him and Jokic. Is Jokic is a player who's going to catch it on the high post and go to work a little bit. He'll get in pick and roll and go to work. But he's not bringing the ball up the court, hanging onto it for 20 seconds, and then trying to create something. And I actually am going to agree with Chandler Parsons here, guys. I do think it's a problem. I think Phil Jackson helped coach Jordan through it and Kobe through it. And at some point, you have to come up with a strategy as the superstar to keep your teammates involved. Because if you don't, it's going to cost you. Like Jason Kidd says, we don't play defense unless our shots are falling in, because he knows that those two things are connected. How energized you are on offense is a result of how involved you are. And if you're not involved, even if you score, you're not going to go down. Even if your teammate scores, you're not going to go down and play as great a defense as if you touched the ball. I think we were very familiar with this narrative when it was Russell Westbrook winning an MVP with the Thunder and James Harden winning an MVP with the Rockets that, we could see from the outside because we don't love it, that, they ain't going anywhere. That style just doesn't work. And you could see their wins and losses throughout the regular season. There were a couple of moments where Houston surrounded James Harden with so many damn good players, and they almost did it. They had Golden State on the ropes. So I guess it is doable, but I think Lucas has to take this as a project, right? Last year he started to work on his body. Obviously he works on his game quite a bit. But how can I play different to keep my guys involved and save myself so I'm not having to do everything? It's probably addicting, the 35-point triple-doubles and accumulating so much stats and, like, having the greatest stats pretty much of all time for an offensive player at this point. I mean, the usage rates are different than Jordan and Kobe. I wouldn't take Luka over Jordan, Kobe, or LeBron in his prime, stuff like that, Magic Bird. But dang it, Luka, listen to this. There's absolutely something to it. If you do not involve your teammates in offense, they will not play great defense. And then especially if you're not playing any defense either. So, I mean, we got to watch you ball hog and get your 35-point triple-double so you can make $50 million a year. I want some shots too, bro. I'm just trying to get the next mid-level exception. I'm already hacked off about this, okay? And now you're going to go down the court and not play any defense. Have fun with the chemistry on that. Have fun trying to coach the other 14 dudes on that team. Mm. You know, Kyrie is at least trying. He's just short and lean, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to be a good defender, but he is trying. Luka, we got a problem here. And what exacerbates it is there is maybe in the all-time history of the Mavericks like 3% of games where Luka has locked in defensively. So we know he can do it. Those games tell the truth about him. And he continues with this European European playboy personality and showmanship that is it's cool for him. It's great in the regular season, I guess. But he can't even win a lot of games in the regular season, bro. You know, and you have Kyrie Irving and now a really fine collection of talent on paper. But the reason you're not getting the most of it, the reason it's not adding up, is you're not involving everybody. It's a team game. There is energy in that basketball, and you better flip and share it. It doesn't matter if you get 40-point triple-doubles at this point. I mean, he became the second guy in league history to have three consecutive 35-point triple-doubles and to lose every one of those games. Mm-hmm. So I think the writing is very clear on the wall. I would like to believe the organization or the coaching staff could go and do this and, like, you know, thread that needle like Phil Jackson did with Jordan all those years ago. But I think this is something Luka is going to have to realize himself, because I don't think he really listens to many people. You know, he's got I think the only word for it is arrogance. Ooh. But he has the arrogance of, like, a 14-year-old sports prodigy that has also never been told no by his parents. That's what it looks like to me. Well, Chuck, back to you.
Well, we just had a vicious TKO knockout. Spoiler alert.
I think that was a KO.
But
Joshua got him?
This was bad. Yeah, Joshua. Well, he knocked down
twice.
Yeah, Francis Ngannou twice.
Yeah.
And then the second one, it looked like Francis wasn't all there.
Yeah.
But he survived the countdown, stands back up, and then Anthony Joshua with a vicious right hand.
If the ref should have stopped it. He got him to the corner after the first knockdown, and he should have stopped it then, and he let him go back out there and take another punch in the face. And then he was laying on the mat there, and that was a little scary a sight there for a little bit. He was not moving. So finally they got him up, and everything looks to be okay.
Yeah, that's that post-fight scene where the winner is concerned for the loser.
Yeah, and Anthony, that's what he's
Joshua,
doing right
all,
now.
All class,
he's, yeah. Yeah.
You know, checking on him to make sure he's okay. Is this a big surprise? Was he a heavy favorite?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I don't think it was a huge surprise, but Francis went the distance with Tyson Fury, and a lot of people thought, including myself, to be honest, that he did beat Tyson Fury, but I don't think Tyson really took Francis seriously. And watching how well Francis fought Tyson, I think Anthony Joshua knew, I got to take this guy seriously.
I think Fury was in the stands.
He was.
For this,
he
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
He's in attendance. He's been part of the broadcast. Because you're supposed to have, finally, the Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua fight here eventually. But holy crap, man. What a KO there for Anthony Joshua. Did you eventually get to see it, Lucius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was locked in. Francis is definitely not a boxer.
No. He left himself way too open.
Yeah.
He really did. Last thing here, Friday News Dump. We could all make as much money as Ben Simmons has made for doing absolutely nothing. No games played in 2021. He made $33 million. Played 42 games in 2022, made $35.4 million. And this year he's going to play a whopping 17 games as he's been listed as out for the season. And he's owed $40 million next year. So if you want to go ahead and do the math, across 57 contests, he's made $1.8 million per game played. It's pretty damn nice.
Yeah,
pretty damn nice for Ben Simmons.
You just got to look like one of the best players in the NBA for 3 or 4 years, and then you can pretty much put your feet up after that. That's he could do a little bit of shopping here, couldn't he? Holy cow, we're at the Dallas Boat Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could buy all these boats.
Dallas Market Hall, just inside the west entrance, the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been having a heck of a day with you. And we look forward to one more segment. We're going to cross-talk with the Get Right, see what they have cooking with you. That's coming up next right here, the G-Bag Nation on 105 through The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, thank you, Lucius. GBAG Nation 105.3 The Fan, thanks to the Dallas Boat Show for having us out here, the Dallas Winter Boat Show. Great opportunity to come in, take advantage of some great factory rebates. We're at Dallas Market Hall just inside the west entrance, and you should get down here all weekend long. Salute to the legend himself, Kenny and Quinlan. He's been hanging out with us all afternoon. He checked in live on the microphone for the first time, what you're drinking and what you're thinking back there in the 520. But it's time now, first of all, to tell you, boat women are pretty, aren't they? I mean, if I had to
yes.
pick one hobby
yeah.
where I'm like, you know what, the women here are going to be prettier than average, I would say boating would be a great place to start, and I think it'd be tough to beat.
Yeah, I think that when we start to talk about the events that we get to go to, there's been a lot of talent that has walked in and out of the store today. So, yeah,
that's right.
You got great looking boats and talent walking around. You got to have the two together for sure.
Hey, salute to all the boat husbands out there.
You guys
are killing it.
You do a great job.
Okay, as the Get Right joins us now, Reggie.
There's a lot of 60-year-old women with boob jobs out there. White pants.
Yeah, I can't tell.
A lot of white pants. And Lucius, pants. It was raining out here today too, so we had white pants. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Who's tonight's configuration, Reg? Who you hanging out with, buddy?
Hanging out with Blake Elliott, the Fanfino.
Right on. What's up, Blake?
What's up? What's up? Y'all are insane for those comments. It's raining, and I just love y'all's transparency. I think that's why it makes this show the best show.
Well, thank you, Blake. I'm a big fan of your show as well.
Thank you. Hopefully we make you giggle.
Oh, you will for sure. At least a few times on my way home. What's coming up on the broadcast tonight?
Quick hour broadcast leading you into Rangers Royals at 8 p.m. So we're just going to try and hit some Mavs, hit some Cowboys, hit some headlines, and get you ready for some Rangers baseball.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. Listening to the guys call the game live from Arizona as you hang out and enjoy your Friday night. Maybe not live, but
I was watching it this afternoon.
It was tape live.
It's a good one.
Tape live.
Tape live, yeah.
I got a question for you guys. How did y'all enjoy that Mavs win yesterday? Did it do anything for you or not at all?
Yes, it does something. I think when you stop the bleeding like that and listening to their post-game comments throughout this little skid, I can tell they're taking it very seriously and they're getting themselves fired up to go try to do it. I just don't think they know how to win yet. They don't know how to be a good group together, probably because there's relatively amount of a new parts, and Dante Exum was injured for a while. So, yes, I do believe that there is some merit to what Jason Kidd said. We're going to have to be patient with this thing. And so a win last night does make me think, hey, maybe they aren't going to give up 125 plus in every game for the rest of the season. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think my favorite part was, and I talked about it yesterday on the show, was the fact that they fought back in the third quarter. We've seen them be a abysmal third quarter team for a long stretch, and I believe they outscored them by like 10 or 15 in that third when they were down. So I was like, you could have easily just thrown the towel in. We're going to lose another game. The Heat are really well coached, but they fought back. So that was my favorite part of the game.
Yeah, I appreciated the willingness to try some new things. We typically believe Jason Kidd to be a dude who's just going to kind of try a whole bunch of different things during the course of a regular season. And there were some things that he hadn't even gotten to that he decided to pull out. And I wonder how much of that was inspired by the ways in which we've seen them play over the last week, and then the team meeting in the locker room and those types of things. But it was nice to see some switches in the starting lineup, in the closing lineup, and hopefully you get to see a little bit more of that as they go. I imagine they'll build a little confidence playing against the Pistons tomorrow, right?
That would be outstanding. Yeah, that's tomorrow night. You have the Stars tonight. a so-so sports weekend for you. Not the biggest, not the baddest, but we do have Rangers coming up right around the corner. We're now just over 3 weeks away from yesterday, so that's going to be an exciting time indeed. Now, what do you guys think about Jason Kidd still hunting for matchups or lineup combinations that he likes? Is it too late in the season to be experimenting like this? Do you feel like, you know, he should have settled on something by now?
I think it's not too late in the season just because, like you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of new parts with PJ and Exum coming back. I think he's still trying to find that perfect combination. I think a lot of people get caught up in who's the actual starting lineup. I think that matters less for who closes the game, who's getting those important minutes. And I think he's still trying to find the right mesh of guys to go well with Luka and Kyrie. And then he's been experimenting a lot at the center position. We saw stretches of Maxey. We've seen Lively in and out of the lineup for injuries or whatnot. And then Gafford seems to be that spark plug, energy plug that he's trusting a lot more. So I think it's a good problem to have. I think the whole 7-game win streak was a little bit of just kind of that newcomer. Everything feels good. You're just kind of playing basketball. And now they're trying to learn the schemes and whatnot. So I think hopefully it can mesh, because I think when you have Luka and Kyrie at the end of the day, you're always going to have a chance. They just got to put it all together. And I think the West outside of the Nuggets is kind of open.
Reg, question to you. Do you think he will find something by the time we get to the playoffs that we can all agree that's good?
That we can all agree on? Absolutely not. When have we found anything that we can all agree on? No, I think that's a difficult portion of this, especially when you consider the kind of hierarchy or the atmosphere that they're trying to exist in, right? Amongst those teams like the Warriors and the Kings and the teams that kind of we know to be somewhat flawed, yeah, they'll find something that works somewhat consistently when you talk about having Luka and Kyrie. But amongst those kind of top four, those kind of teams that they aspire to be amongst, those teams have a little bit more, I don't know what the right word is, but they're a little bit more solid in what they do. And
identity.
Yeah, they have more identity. I think that's absolutely the case. And I don't know that you're going to be able to find that in such a way where it'll be solidified enough that over the course of this postseason it'll show up. But I mean, at this point, Jason Kidd just getting this team together with, you know, the important pieces that they traded for at the trade deadline, at least they can get close enough to try and do something, make something interesting. But no, I don't know that they're going to have anything in place that would allow them to have the same type of run that they had a couple years ago.
All righty. Well, we'll hope for the best. I guess things could snap together at any time. The Rangers did it.
Gavin,
did we
win our soccer game yesterday?
It was today. It got rained out yesterday. It was okay. Earlier this afternoon. And no, we didn't, Reggie, but we scored. And we had a good time.
Okay. Well, at least you tried. That's the important part, is going.
We'll get back after tomorrow. Appreciate y'all. Here comes the Get Right 4-1 Hour with Reggie and Blake from 7 to 8, then Rangers baseball. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the pimp cup back there at Master Control 75 and Fitz. You know, the 5 hours flawless. You got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Zach Wolchuk here. Brian Broaddus, have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And Eric Chiafalo will return on Monday. Thanks to Ruben Portillo as well, remote engineering here on site. So until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Back Nation. At ease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.